Morning, Dr. Schneider, taking a total EKG on patient Roxanne Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, on 5/14/26. Mrs. Manning performed a 12 EKG period. The patient's in normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal. Period of pyrethrum pressure normal. EKG next. 6-minute walk test on Jean, J-E-A-N, Carlock, C-A-R-L-O-C-K. This goes to Dr. Wallace on 5/14/26. Mrs. Carlock performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 529 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. A pair of impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Sayre, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/14/26, Mrs. Sayre performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/12/26, there's been no change. Period of pyrethrum impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Barber. This goes to Dr. Little on 5/14/26. Mrs. Barber performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/18/26, there's been no significant change. Period of pyrethrum impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.